Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 268, the four stanzas. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice. And what follows, Psalter 268, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the book of Deuteronomy and there of the 26th chapter. Deuteronomy 26. And it shall be, when thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possessest it, and dwellest therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, that I am come unto the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand, and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he hath brought us into this place and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee, and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year, which is the year of tithing, and has given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled, then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of mine house, and also have given them unto the Levite and unto the stranger, to the fatherless and to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, and neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, and neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, and nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. And the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations, which he hath made in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he has spoken. Let us try to thank the Lord for his manifold blessings which he has given us. Almighty and faithful Lord God, the great creator of the heavens and of the earth, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, and where thou upholdest everything in thy providence, till this very moment. Then it is in the way of thy great mercy, and in the way of thy long suffering, that thou hast granted another special day of thanksgiving in a country that has departed so far from thy institutions and from thy word and from thy law, that a day has yet been set aside, called a day of thanksgiving. But, O Lord, for most of the inhabitants, it shall be a day without going up to thy house, even a day with thee. And then we may thank thee that thou yet grantest the privilege, the opportunity to us and our children, that on this special day of thanksgiving, that we may come up to thy house, placing ourselves under thy opened word, with a calling upon thy great and holy name. Lord, may it please thee to grant solemn and profound impressions of thy goodness and thy faithfulness, And we're also in this day in the midst of the congregation. And then there is a mourning people, a mourning families, for a first Thanksgiving with those empty places, but also mourning families by renewal. Lord, their empty wombs, empty arms, empty hearts, empty dwellings, empty chairs, and silent voices, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou also in this day be mindful of them, spare from hard and rebellious thoughts, and with their deep and bitter mourning, may they also be given to reflect what thou wast still left. Lord, impress it upon all of our hearts vividly, by the first time and by renewal, everything that we may have and possess on this day of thanksgiving, above a threefold death, that is of thy mercies and of thy long suffering. And then we do well to exclaim with the prophet of old, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Then in the midst of all the trials, the troubles, the sickness, the losses, the difficulties, 'tis all known unto thee. Then thou hast brought us hitherto. Then we only need to consider the blessings which thou hast granted in the night gone by and in this morning hour. Then thou hast given many reasons to acknowledge thy great and worthy name. Were we and our children, where we may have a home, had a soft bed and pillow to sleep upon, thou hast watched over us, given us our heartbeat and our breath, also during the hours of sleep, we may be privileged to awake and see the dawn of another day. The doors of thy house have been opened. Then thou hast made a great difference with the homeless, with the destitute. Also many countries where there is persecution, where it is impossible to gather together in thy house to pray, to worship, and to praise thee. And Lord, how long it shall be, it is known unto thee, where that warfare between the two kingdoms is greatly on the increase. Oh, then we may humbly thank thee that in the past season, our Lord, was with many shortcomings, but that thy word may be brought, may be opened in the family circles, in the church, and in the Christian school. Then for another season, the seed of thy word has been sown, And then on such a day of thanksgiving, then we do well to closely and biblically examine our hearts, where the seed of thy holy word has fallen. Ah, Lord, may there be those souls in this morning hour when they may be given to reflect upon the means of grace, together with the solemn callings of death, many providential afflictions given to believe that thou hast begun that good work. That is the one thing needful. And then thou grantest special reasons to thank thee, although the knowledge may be so limited. Ah, when thou beginneth that good work, then we become a mourner in Zion, but more sweetness in that mourning than the world can afford. O Lord, remember the unconverted when they still have to confess under all thy blessings, under all the callings, under the proclamation of law and gospel, that they are still unconverted, without God, without Christ, without hope in the world, and no hope when they remain unconverted. Ah, Lord, may that become their need. May that become reality on Thanksgiving Day. And may many prayers arise for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. Lord, thou hast said to the children of Israel, if I then be a father, where is my honor? Ah, thou knowest, thou hast the people upon the earth that learn more and more how poor they are, and not to rest in their poverty and in their need, but thou also granteth unto thy true children a sigh and a cry, that on Thanksgiving Day to receive that special place at thy footstool, not unable to bow low enough, and with that vehement desire that thou may be extolled and praised with the confession of their many sins, together with an upright repentance, to learn more and more what ungrateful creatures we are. Lord, wilt thou grant in this day unto thy Zion instruction concerning the necessity and the preciousness of thy dear Son in his mediatorial work at thy right hand, concerning the office of prophet, priest, and king. O, as prophet, each time by renewal, to be given to see all thy blessings, the solemnest of old has declared that they could not be numbered, and to choose thee for king, to follow him in sown and unsown ways, and on Thanksgiving Day and to need thy dear Son as their priest to atone for all their forgetfulness, their unthankfulness, their sins in thought, word, and deed, and to need him as the praying high priest, but also their thanking high priest, to be administered out of his fullness, to receive grace for grace, to walk in a tender and close life with the Lord. Lord, may thy word be blessed to that end. Also in this morning hour, may it be for the conversion of sinners, the uncovering of false foundations, and for the instruction, the comfort, and the correction of thy Zion. Lord, then on Thanksgiving Day, then there are so many reasons to acknowledge thee. Also in this past season, much sickness has went through the family circles, fathers, mothers, children, but thou hast brought them through, and thou hast granted healing. There have been those that have been in hospitals, also a blessing to acknowledge thee, and that in a time when the love of many is waxing cold, that thou still granteth hospitals where there is much love and compassion, then there have many fears and many concerns, and thou hast given much healing, also special reasons for Thanksgiving Day. We remember all those under the physician's care. There have been many that have spent many an hour in the emergency room, in hospitals, under the doctor's care, consultations, undergoing treatments. Thou wast spared and brought hitherto. And so we commend all the sick and afflicted unto thee, the handicapped daughter and all the handicapped ones, the blind daughter that may commemorate her birthday today. Wilt thou grant a broken and a humble heart, together with parents. And Lord, when thou granteth health and strength, then we also do well on this day to consider how we have used it, whether only for self or also for our fellow man and for the expansion of the glorious kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then thou was granted that in the past season that thou was given warm sunshine, a rain showers different times for some crops on the late side, for the other crops on time, but thou was given much abundance. Thou wast spared from great storms of destruction. Thou wast spared from hailstorms. May there have been those in the time of harvest that have received in broken and humble hearts. Then thou wast given labors for the employer and employee. Thou wast given many traveling mercies. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant? May there be souls that are troubled therewith, and knowing it so well in their mind, they have seen it, witnessed it, experienced thy many blessings above many others, and yet have come up to thy house so dull and so listless, and no true thanksgiving and no humility. Oh, we humbly ask thee, do then come down with thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou make it a special Thanksgiving day? And that shall be when there be a special meeting with thee, the giver and fountain of all good, with the triune God, who has made a way that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. Impress it upon all of our hearts that there shall also be a last Thanksgiving day for us and our children, and that thou grantest this precious time of grace, that we may be converted by thee unto thee, and to receive a small beginning of that praise and thanksgiving on account of the love shed abroad in the heart for thy wonderful works in the way of providence and of grace. Lord, then we may still be under the truth and surely a purpose for a church that must and shall be gathered, the names written in the book of the Lamb. May it then please thee to work wonderfully and mightily amongst us, O Lord. Would it not be to thy honor and glory when many were wrought upon, when many would be given to say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do with that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance? Would it not be greatly to thy honor when sinners may come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, to be set at liberty, oh, to experience the year of Jubilee, when they may receive back what they have lost in paradise and ruined it each time by renewal through their sins, O Lord. Then we commend those seeking souls unto thee. May they on a day of thanksgiving and not despise the day of small things. Oh, thou hast a people, when they may be given to experience it, then the smallest that comes from the great God, that is so eternally great, and then they may be given to praise thee, but to be taught that it is not the foundation. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, Lord. Wilt thou so grant thy Spirit in this morning hour, in speaking and in listening, may on this special Thanksgiving day, may thy special blessing, thy special presence, and thy special favor be experienced. May many prayers have been sent up to that end, and may then thy house be filled with thy high praises to that end. Wilt thou bless the singing, the reading out of thy word, the proclamation thereof, O Lord. Do remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Then in this morning hour, then we also commend unto thee young couples who have entered the promised land of marriage, a land flowing with milk and honey, special reasons for a special Thanksgiving day. Fathers and mothers who have been blessed with the birth of children, ah, Lord, wilt thou so remember us, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 429, the stanzas 1 and 2. With all my heart will I record thy praise, O Lord, and exaltation before the gods with joyful song. Will I prolong my adoration, and what follows. The collection today is for the church, unless otherwise indicated. The Lord bless you and your gifts. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture at Deuteronomy 26, the first 11 verses, and we shall read for our text the verses 2 and 3 and 10 and 11. That thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I confess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come unto the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us. And the verses 10 and 11, and now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, has given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee, and unto thine house, thou, and the Levite, and the stranger that is among you. Our text words speak of the Israelites' basket of thanksgiving, with four thoughts. In the first place, the giver of this basket. Secondly, the placement of this basket. In the third place, the confession with this basket. And in the fourth place, the rejoicing over this basket. The Israelites' basket of thanksgiving. The giver of this basket, because we read both in the verses 2 and 10, the Lord thy God giveth thee. The placement of this basket. And then we read in verse 4, and the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. In the third place, the confession with this basket, the verses 3 through 10, and in the fourth place, the rejoicing over this basket, which we read in verse 11. Thus, in the first place, the giver of this basket. A beloved congregation, then the Lord in the plains of Moab, where they were ready to enter the promised land, then the Lord has given clear directions and instructions concerning a Thanksgiving day when they have entered into the promised land. Then in the first four chapters of Deuteronomy, then Moses was given to relate what the Lord has done in the past, and also what they have done. Oh, then on Thanksgiving Day, then we and our children do well to reflect on the past season, what the Lord has done, and that he has been good and faithful, it is true. We know there have been trials, there have been losses. The Lord has spoken in a special way by death, but yet the Lord has been merciful and long-suffering. And then when we are given to consider what we have done, our sins in thoughts, words, and deeds, and also to consider our unthankfulness, oh, young and old, may I ask you, how have you risen in this morning? How have you come up to thy house? Have you been exercised and burdened with these things, with great thoughts of that great and majestic God, and of his bountiful hand, and where he has not dealt according to our many sins? And then in the chapters 5 through 25, then Moses has related the laws which he has given to the children of Israel. And now in the chapters 26 through 29, instruction, and also concerning the covenant, when they would be commanded, when they have entered into the promised land, to gather between Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim with the altar in between, and to hear the curses and the blessings of the Lord. And now on this Thanksgiving Day, then particular instructions, our boys and girls can understand it. Then on Thanksgiving Day, then the family circles, they were to take a basket, and they were to fill it with all the first fruits of the land. You can picture boys and girls, father and mother, and also the children helping to fill that basket. And then the Lord has appointed a special place, and that was the tabernacle, later the temple, where they would bring that basket, and that was a place where I read in Exodus 25, verse 22, the place where the Lord has promised to meet with the children of Israel, and where he would commune with them from above the mercy seat, oh, young and old. Have you asked for it, that on this special, on this Thanksgiving Day, that there would be a special meeting, that it may be profitable for your soul, that you may experience something of that communion from off the mercy seat, and that is only possible through the Lord Jesus Christ? And now, boys and girls, you can picture it. When they have filled that basket, then the father, and it was commanded, all the boys over 12 years, but you can understand when it was possible, and when there was love and respect for the Lord, then it would be the desire for the whole family to go up to the place of the tabernacle to meet with the Lord. Ah, then how privileged we are. Because family circles, think about it. In the Old Testament church, then many were living far away from Jerusalem. Then on the Lord's Day, they had to remain home. Father and mother were called to instruct. They were called to rest. But they had no Bible. They had no Psalter. Oh, then how privileged we and our children are. And then that basket had to be given to the priest. And then it had to be placed before the altar. Oh, are there souls in my midst that need an altar in this day? A priest, a mediator on Thanksgiving Day. And then that father was taught to make a confession, and they were given to rejoice. And now our first point, the giver of this basket, who was that, boys and girls? Who was it now that made it possible that fathers and mothers with the children, that they could fill that basket? And then you know the answer, then you shall tell me, that is the Lord. James 1 verse 17, every good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness. And then we read of the command when they would come into a land flowing with milk and honey. Then we live in such a country when we compare our lives, our standard of living to the first immigrants, maybe boys and girls. Your grandparents have told you of those times that they have not all the blessings and the privileges that we have. Oh, is it not a land flowing with milk and honey? Marriages, when there are families where love may abound and where the Lord supplies us in the midst of all the trials of love and all the trials of life with our necessities. And then it is written that they would confess, brought us unto this place, brought us unto this day. Then also for the children of Israel, when they have come in the plains of Moab, there were very few old people, few that were above 59 years, because when they have come to Kadesh Barnea, and then because of unbelief and as punishment, all those over 20 years, they would perish in the wilderness. Thus, at each encampment, then there were many funerals. O Moses, the man of God, he has spent Psalm 90 concerning those things. And when we and our children may be spared for another Thanksgiving Day, the Lord remember and uphold all the mourning ones in our midst, then must we on this Thanksgiving Day not say with the prophet of old that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Oh, then the children of Israel in the plains of Moab, they were given to remember the special blessings that the Lord has granted them, because they have received manna from above, water out of the rock. They had the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Ah, then we and our children, then we may resemble those children of Israel. But in our text words, then it refers to the time when they would cross the river Jordan and they would enter the promised land. Oh, surely to receive the desire of their heart, it was upon prayers. Ah, those blessings are sweetest. Thomas Goodwin has stated it. The blessings sweetest that are won with prayer and worn with thanks are there also those that have received blessings in the way of prayer and in supplication. Ah, then the children of Israel, when they would enter that promised land, it was upon the fulfillment of a promise. Are there souls that have received such a fulfillment? Oh, then the instruction was given that when they have come into the promised land, that there was a special day of thanksgiving, because it is written, when thou wert come, and then we read, the Lord thy God giveth thee. We read that expression many times in Deuteronomy 26. The Lord thy God. Of course, under the external administration of the covenant, a circumcision, they were the special chosen people of the Lord, where the Lord has magnified his wonders and his grace, where the Lord in a special way gathers his people, the Lord thy God. But shall it be well, my fellow travelers, to eternity, then it needs to become the Lord thy God by free and sovereign grace. And is that not an important question? On another Thanksgiving day, under the opening of God's word, under all his goodness, much sickness, very sick, on account of measles, and the Lord is taken away by death. Not only elderly one, but especially the young. And how is it now concerning that statement, the Lord, capital letters, the everlasting covenant God, the Lord thy God? Has he become our God? Are there a few souls? Are there boys and girls, young people, middle-aged, and elderly ones, that you have received a well-grounded and biblical hope that the Lord has become your God? That is the most important. Have there been troubled souls in that respect? Oh, we have heard it. Yesterday evening, wicked, ungrateful, when they continue, they cannot enter heaven. That is forever an impossibility. And then on other Thanksgiving Day, under all his goodness and under all his mercies, oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, may that become your need on this day. Oh, then you shall be given to see in beginning, to use all the Lord's gifts, all for self, only for the time, not exercised with the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his name, the Lord thy God. And then we read the first of all the fruit of the land. Already on the day of Passover, then the Israelite was supposed to bring the first sheaf for the Lord. And 50 days later, with the wheat harvest, the first two loaves that were baked were for the Lord. And now in our text, it says the first of all the fruits. So that implies that the end of the harvest has come concerning all the different crops. And in the land of Canaan, was different than in our day, than the crops they were sown in October, November, the same we would say as winter wheat. And then the barley harvest begun in March, the wheat harvest in April, May, then the grapes and the olives, they would be harvested at the end of August, the beginning of September. So it is clear the day of Thanksgiving, that was when the harvest was approximately finished, and then they were to bring the first of all the first fruits. Perhaps the Day of Atonement was on the seventh month, and the Feast of Tabernacles afterwards, so perhaps at that feast it would be their Thanksgiving Day, and now the first of all the fruits. And I think, boys and girls, you know it, that those first fruits, maybe you have an apple tree, another tree, and then when you may pick the first one and eat it, they are so special, they are so juicy, and they are so tasty. And now the Lord has instructed the children of Israel that the first fruits, and especially with Passover and Pentecost, that was an act of faith, trusting, that if they gave the first to the Lord, that the Lord would abundantly supply all their needs. And now the first fruits, then we could also speak to our youth. Oh, young people, may you be given to give your young life your strength, your health, your memory, that you may be enabled to give it unto the Lord. Those are blessed youth. And then we need to ask for the work of the Spirit, because concerning giving those first fruits was not to be forced. We read in Leviticus 22, verse 29, "And when ye offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offered at your own will." Even in Exodus 35, then Moses has said that the leaders would only take the offerings that were given willingly. And in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, "Not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Thus concerning that basket, they were to fill it with a willing heart. And now they were to put those first fruits in that basket, the best. And of course, boys and girls, you can understand it, not to just cast it into that basket, but that they would put it in a very orderly way, a beautiful way, that undoubtedly the boys and girls have helped, that it would be a beautiful basket that may be presented before the Lord. Our second thought, the placement of this basket was to be brought to the place that the Lord has appointed, where he would dwell amongst them. And then they were to bring that basket, and they were to speak, they were to make a confession. And as they were speaking, when we read it, it seems to be implied then the father would give that basket to the priest. And then the priest would take that basket and place it, set it on the ground before the altar of the Lord where the fire was burning. Are there souls that understand it? Are there souls in this day that on a day of Thanksgiving that you need a priest and that you need an altar, that you need a mediator that may stand between you and such a holy and righteous God? And now that priest, he would take that basket and he would place it before the altar where the fire always had to burn, where the sacrifices were brought, and the fire that points to the justice of God. Thus, what an instruction that the Israelites have received. It was symbolic. It was in the way of types. It would be fulfilled in the New Testament because the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the great high priest, the mediator between God and man. And now the Lord has those true Israelites. It all needs to be learned in the way of experience. Our denominational Christendom, they speak of great things, but they have never learned it in the way of experience, how poor and sinful they are, that even their religious duties, their thanksgiving, that it is all polluted with sin. And then the Spirit teaches, and he makes room in the hearts for those true thanksgivers. Oh, they have better things to write against themselves on Thanksgiving Day. They have much to confess. But in that way, how precious that Jesus, that Christ becomes in his threefold office, prophet, that their eyes may be opened continually. Oh, they have chosen him as king. He is their king. They have learned to bow and they have learned to worship. But they also need him as priest. When we consider that Thanksgiving basket, we have many examples and types in the Bible. Already in Genesis 4, both Cain and Abel had a Thanksgiving day. Abel the fattest. And what else is instructed in our text? Abel did not bring a Thanksgiving offering without blood. But the animal was slain, and the Lord has accepted that offering. Thus, profound instruction. Oh, people of God, how is it on this Thanksgiving Day, in this morning hour, have you been exercised, with your poverty, with your need? Much sin to confess, but exercised with the need of the high priest at the right hand of the Father, the same. Because you can picture it, boys and girls, that father with his family making a journey with that basket, beautiful, filled with all the bounties of the land. Then that father needed a place to give and to bring that basket. Then that father needed an address where he could acknowledge the Lord for all his goodness and for his mercies, and that is necessary on Thanksgiving Day, that we learn to know the giver, but we also have a need for the priest, and not only on Thanksgiving Day, but I read in Ephesians 5 verse 20, given thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now for that father and family with a profound impression. We hear of that confession, the Lord giveth thee, that everything cometh from above. David, when he was given to gather gold and silver for the temple, then we read in 1 Chronicles 29 verse 14, but who am I and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort, for all things come of thee and of thine own have we given thee. Stewards, I have read, happened many years ago, when with a penny and a nickel, then boys and girls, you could buy quite a bit. And there was a family circle, and they had a little son, it's possible, that he was born quite a few years later than the other children. That sometimes happens in family circles. And that father and mother has taught their children that they must not be selfish, but that they must freely give, and that they must help one another. And now that young boy, he was a cheerful boy, and he loved to give. Oftentimes he came to his father and he says, Father, there is a poor beggar on the street. Or when he heard of another cause, then he came to Father. He says, Father, can I have a nickel or a dime that I may give to that man, that woman, that child that is so poor, that is so ragged? And then he received much. And then one day, that little son came to his father by renewal. Has come quite often. And then Father had a special word for that boy, that he loved to give. He has asked, and that son says, oh, I love to give. I can make people happy. But then that father said, do you realize, son, that it is quite easy to give when you ask Father for money, when you are not given of your own, but given of Father's money? And that was a new thought for the boy. And the boy went away, but a time later, then he came back. And then he says, Father, but who giveth thee your money? And then Father says, I work for it. And then the boy said, but you have instructed me that the Lord grants everything health and strength. Thus, who has given that to you? And then Father, then he was given to say, the Lord. And then the boy says, I love to give of my father's money. Shall you not love to give what the Lord gives to you? And then that father was given to ponder over it. He knew it, but he was given to meditate upon it, that everything, the gold and the silver, the cattle, the beast upon 1,000 hills, it all belongs to the Lord. So it was, that was a good place, because otherwise, with our basket, we can so quickly become proud, of course, to reform, to say it, but that proud heart. But when we may have profound impressions, that was necessary for that father, that mother, the children, when they all went along, when they handed that beautiful basket filled with the bounties of the land to the priest and placed before the altar, with profound impressions that it actually all belongs to the Lord, and that they have received willing hearts, because in that basket, oh, we could multiply it out. The Lord does not only require in that basket the bounties of the land, but he requires in that basket that there may be humility, that there may be bewilderment, that there may be repentance, that there may be faith, that there may be love. Oh, how is it with our basket? Concerning those graces, we read of them in Galatians 5, the verses 22 and 23. How is it with those graces? Or can we be satisfied when the Lord has blessed us, when we may offer our gifts unto the Lord? Can we be satisfied, self-sufficient, maybe even some pride, although we do not say it, but the Lord also requires in that basket? Oh, how has it been in this morning? Has there now been that love, that faith concerning the Lord, his attributes? Have we also been exercised with God's justice, with his holiness? Have we been given to reflect on our life? Oh, a blessed place to be. When they may bring that basket and not resemble the Pharisee, as we read in Luke 18, thank thee, Lord, that I am not, he has mentioned sins, and not as other people, even as that publican. But oh, that publican, beautiful, described by Reverend Van der Groe, the Church News, the publican who did not dare to lift up his eyes, so sinful, and the Lord so holy. But with a prayer, God be merciful to me, a confession was also required. Let us first sing Psalter 169, the three stanzas. Thou visitest the earth in love, and sendest showers from above, enriching all the land. Thy streams exhaustless bless the field, preparing it the grain to yield, provided by thy hand. Psalter 169, the three stanzas. third thought, the confession with his basket. And then we read of that confession, the verses 3 through 10. And then our last 2 points would be sufficient for this evening hour, but we hope to speak from the prophet Jeremiah, and therefore to that end, yet a few thoughts. Then in this portion of scripture, then the Lord has instructed the Israelite, when he brought that basket, what to say. Also in the back of her Psalter, we have the liturgical forms. And also in the Old Testament, we have the same, that such an Israelite, when he handed that basket to the priest, and then they were instructed what they had to say to the priest. I read in Luke 11, verse 1, that the disciples of Jesus have said, Lord, teach us to pray. And then the Israelite was called to speak some words, to make a confession. And then he has begun, and thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. And that concerns Father Jacob. It is true, Abram, after he has left the Ur of the Chaldeans, has lived in Haran perhaps 5 years, but especially Father Jacob, he has lived with Laban for 20 years, and so he was called a Syrian, and we know that he has went down into Egypt, and there the Lord has blessed them. But the Egyptians evil entreated us, they inflicted us. Then we cried unto the Lord heard our prayers. Thus that Israelite was given to confess, speak of the past, where they have come from, their bondage and afflictions, and so on Thanksgiving Day, then we do well that we are given to reflect also upon the trials, the losses, and the afflictions which have been our portion, to consider our prayers and those trials and afflictions. You can multiply it out, each family circle. And when it has been a season with few trials, few troubles, few losses, no death, then you have reason to make a special confession. How good the Lord has been. How has it been in this morning? Has there been a little true confession, bewilderment, and then to be given to consider the trials? Oh, in the time of measles, then fathers and mothers have said that they have never been so sick. And the Lord has healed under difficulties, prayers. The Lord has answered then with our basket. Then we do well to resemble the Israelite, and then they have been brought into bondage. First they were few, greatly multiplied. when we considered the congregations of southern Alberta, then the Lord has done the same hard bondage. But when we cried, the Lord heard, and he hath brought, and the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. The Lord does wonders outwardly, but a greater wonder when an Israelite may make the confession that by almighty grace, by an outstretched arm, under the bondage of the law, and that a lamb was given, set apart, slain, the blood applied, Exodus 12, verse 13, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, behold the Lamb of God. Then more profound reasons with the basket to make a special confession, to praise the Lord for his wonderful works and for his goodness to the children of men. And now he has brought us to this place, brought us to October 13, the year of our Lord, 2025. The Lord has not dealt according as we deserve, with close callings, special callings, when the Lord has put his hand between us and death. Then the same is with that Israelite, together with that basket filled with the first fruits, all the first fruits, manifold reasons to thank the Lord. And then we read in verse 10, oh, what a blessed place to be as a sinner that has experienced much of the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord, to come in this day and to say, as the Israelite was taught, and now, behold, I have brought of the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, and in verse 10, there is a difference with other verses. The children of Israel were commanded to speak to the priest, the Lord thy God. But now in verse 10, and maybe there are souls with their basket, that is now the matter on this Thanksgiving Day. Because in verse 10, and now behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O my Lord, is that what we read? No. Which thou, O Lord. Is that the question, the desire in this morning hour of people all in secret, that good choice of a Ruth? Thy God shall be my God, to experience the sweet things of the Lord. But in public, oh, they can be so timid. By the fruits ye shall know them. And that is a people, you can understand, congregation, that when that Israelite family would come up to the courts of the Lord with their basket, that they would come up respectfully, reverently, that they would not come to grieve the priest and the people that served in the temple, because when the Lord sheds that love abroad, but may it be for all of us, as I read in Leviticus 26, verse 2, that we reverence the sanctuary, is the place where the Lord has promised to dwell in a special place. But now we read in verse 10, all for the true Israelite, such a desire to be enabled. To that end, the Israelite needs insight concerning the altar, the fire, the sacrifice, and the priest. The Lord Jesus Christ, who say on good grounds, my Lord, but we read, which thou, O Lord, has given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God. And now finally in verse 11, our forethought, the rejoicing over this basket. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thy house. There are people that view religion as a gloomy thing. What are your thoughts, young people, about religion? Can be that you have the thought that religion is a gloomy thing. Oh, let us think of the poor worldling on this Thanksgiving Day. A worldling where perhaps God is not even in his thoughts, never goes up to God's house. The Bible is not opened and has not been taught to pray. Is that not a gloomy life and a gloomy prospect? No purpose. And when difficulties arise, no place to go. Sometimes you see it in hospitals, that there are people from the world seldom receive a visitor, no consistory, no prayers, and undoubtedly they are given to see our people when they are surrounded with so much love, care, compassion. Then surely the worldling also with his blessings, no place to go to thank. And therefore the command and fathers and mothers, a duty and a responsibility that our children may become jealous. Oh, with that basket, then those children of the family circle, then they have noticed, taken heed, how father and mother has filled that basket, what they have spoken with that filling of that basket, then how the children have listened to father as head of the household when he has made that confession before the priest. And now we read in verse 11, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given thee and unto thy house. We read in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 13, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. And that is so necessary for us and our children, because in Deuteronomy 28, 27 and 28, where there is spoken of the curses and the blessings of the Lord, then we read in verse 47 that people would commit much iniquity, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Then we see we must close. The necessity. Come down, Holy Spirit, in the hearts of young and old, to be given to experience the blessed things of the Lord, to be given to worship. We shall close with verse 15, then the verses 13 through 15, that speaks of a private tithe, speaks of her private life, with a confession, with a clear conscience, that the Israelite could tell the Lord, no, they were all sinners, but that in an outward way, that they have given heed, not compromised, made no exceptions, and then they have closed with a prayer, look down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of wonderful and profound things concerning the instruction which thou hast given to the children of Israel concerning a Thanksgiving Day. Lord, wilt thou grant it unto us and our children, and above all the need of the priest of the altar, and wilt thou grant, Lord, by renewal, we commend unto thee the mourning families who are on such a day. The empty places are sorely felt. Wilt thou uphold them? Wilt thou grant unto us and our children the portion of the Israelite? Lord, graciously watch over us in this day. Return us in this evening our pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 403, the three stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing unto our God. 'Tis right and pleasant for us saints to tell us praise abroad. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce that at the exit there is a booklet, one for each family circle, concerning intrafertilization and embryo adoption. What has been discussed, decided, add a few synods, and then also further that in the basement you have received notification by email concerning the Blue Book sermons. Then it is possible that family circles, that they have certain numbers missing, Then there are many in the basement upon a table. They are numbered. And then you are free to take whatever you need concerning the numbers that you were missing. Psalter 403, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
and receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.